speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
As we suggested in our lesson yesterday, one of the most crucial issues in religions today centers on the word truth. Now, there are some that say the very word is meaningless, that we can never learn the truth, that we can never be sure of what is right about anything. And even religious leaders are content to tell people to do whatever you think is right and that God will be pleased. So many people are members of various denominations and they subscribe to their creeds, to their practices, in the hope that those beliefs and practices are right or that God will accept them for their sincerity. Now, the word truth is used in the Bible a number of times. Sometimes it refers to Jesus himself. Other times it refers to the teachings that were presented by Christ. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." What Jesus was saying there is recorded in John 14, 6, is that he was the very embodiment of truth. And yet, he prayed in John 17, verse 17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." And we learn in John 1, verse 17, that grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So he's the very embodiment of truth. And he said his heavenly Father's word was truth. And when God desired to make truth known to men, he chose other human men, human beings, who were especially guided and controlled in their utterances as to speak forth the very words of God. And then when he chose for his word to be written down, to be preserved for men, he chose men, inspired them, guided them into all the truth, and they recorded that for us. So when we ask the question, what is truth, when it comes to truth and spiritual matters, the Bible is. The Word of God is the truth. And it's the whole truth and nothing but the truth. There's not a single error, or there's not a single false statement to be found in God's Word. There was nothing left out of the Bible that should have been told or would have been needed for man's salvation. In John 16, verse 13, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall guide you into all the truth." And those men who wrote the Bible indeed were guided into all the truth. And Jesus said that truth can be understood because in John 8, verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." He had prayed, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." And Jesus presupposed the existence of objective spiritual truth and also of man's ability to understand that truth, understand that word. And he promised that that truth would make and set men free. Freedom usually makes men think of nothing more than deliverance from some sort of physical tyranny. But very little is made of this sort of freedom in the New Testament. Jesus and his apostles were members of a subject race. They never had a vote. Yet they never appeared disturbed by this bondage. The freedom of which the New Testament is concerned is deliverance from spiritual bondage, deliverance from sin. A sinner is a slave. Jesus said in John 8, verse 34, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except one that committeth sin is the bondservant of sin." And from our experience and also from our observation, we know this statement is true. Such as the sins of drunkenness, or greed, or lying. All of these will enslave men. And many a man with physical freedom, nevertheless, is in bondage to sin. And there's but one great power that can set man free from the bondage of ignorance and sin. And that power is truth. First, truth shows us our sin for what it really is. That is, the transgression of the law, 1 John 3, verse 4. And secondly, the truth of God's Word reveals the terrible penalty which sin brings. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6, verse 23. And then a third thing about the power of truth is that it shows us the way of escape from sin. Peter put it this way in 1 Peter 1, verse 22, seeing you have purified your souls in obedience to the truth unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. So it's through obedience to the truth that souls can be purified. So don't you see how important truth is? Can't we see how important it is for us to search the Scriptures daily? Well, not everyone realizes the importance and the necessity of truth in religion. Some have fallen victim to false doctrines and the lies of Satan. And we want to examine a few cases wherein modern-day beliefs contradict the truth of the Word of God. First, consider this commonly heard false doctrine. One's religious beliefs don't really matter just as long as he is sincere. My friend, this doctrine is not taught in the Bible. The very matters which have been under discussion in this lesson show that sincerity is not enough in religion. One must also be in possession of the truth, and one must obey that truth before he can be saved. Even common sense teaches us as much. Any number of people have honestly thought that they were eating wholesome food, only to get sick with food poisoning, or maybe even to die from it. Their sincere intentions did not change the fact that they were eating contaminated food. And a great host of sincere religious people are being fed false doctrines from denominational pulpits today. And the fact that they are honest in their belief and honest in their error will not change that error into truth. Now, second, many false teachers are bold to declare that one church is just as good as another. Well, this is not a true doctrine. It's not sound doctrine. It contradicts the Word of God. Jesus promised in Matthew 16:18 to build only one church. I will build my church singular, not churches plural. And Paul said that he did exactly as he had promised. In Ephesians chapter 4, there's one body and one spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Notice the seven ones. We see in those seven ones a platform for unity. And there are more than 2,000 different denominations in America, but Christ still has only one church. And then a third idea that's advanced. Some religious teachers say that one can be saved and not be a member of the church. But the Bible denies that doctrine. For Scripture says that Christ is the Savior of the body, Ephesians 5, verse 23. In Ephesians 1, verse 23, and Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, that body that Christ is referring to, that He's going to be the Savior of, is the church. And this means that Christ saves only such people as are members of that body. He's the Savior of the body. He's the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Ephesians chapter 1. And then it's generally accepted among many religious people that salvation is by faith alone. But the fact that this doctrine is generally accepted does not make it true. The Bible is truth. And it says in James 2, verse 24, "You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. And as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead." So salvation is not by faith only. And then there's another false doctrine that one does not have to be baptized in order to be saved. Well, men may declare that to be the case, but that doesn't mean that's what the Bible says. Because actually the Bible says in 1 Peter 3:21, "The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God." So, friend, which will it be? Are we going to believe man, or are we going to believe God? These are just a few examples of modern-day beliefs which contradict the Word of God. Many others could be cited, but these should be sufficient to show that men have not generally appreciated the importance and the necessity of truth in religion. But we ask another question. What about which of these beliefs that we've just mentioned can be wrong and still be acceptable unto God? God has revealed the truth to us in His Word, and we're going to be judged by truth, John 12, verse 48. One must therefore take care not to be wrong about any of these fundamental matters of the gospel. The Apostle Paul declared himself a friend to the Galatian Christians because he had told them the truth. And the church is said to be the pillar and the ground of the truth in 1 Timothy 3, verse 15. At the same time, the Bible labels all propositions and doctrines which run counter to the truth as being error and falsehood, and warns of the evil consequences which will surely befall those who accept them. And as a final illustration of how important truth is in religion, consider the experience of an ancient prophet of God. God sent this man to prophesy against the unlawful altar which Jeroboam had erected at Bethel. And in connection with his mission, the prophet was instructed, "Thou shalt not eat bread nor drink water, neither return by the way that thou camest." Well, he made his prophecy. He started home by another route, just as he was instructed. He had refused an invitation from the king to go into the king's house to eat, for he feared the Lord. But sadly, on his way home, an old prophet caught up with this young prophet and gave him his invitation to visit in his home and eat and rest. Again, the young prophet declined. Then the old prophet told a lie and said that an angel had appeared to him, had instructed him to bring the younger man into his home and to refresh him, and in good faith the young prophet turned aside and ate with him. Later, God rebuked the young prophet for disobedience, and we learn from 1 Kings 13 that for his disobedience, his life was taken by a lion that killed him on the road as he was making his way home again. Well, does this story not make you see how important truth is in religion? The young prophet died because he believed and acted upon a lie. Many religious people today have not investigated their beliefs. They've not investigated the practices that they are involved in light of the Word of God. They have believed and are acting upon error. And unless such people learn the truth, reject the error, and accept the truth and act upon it, their fate could be like that of the young prophet who lost his life only in rejecting God's Word today, we will lose our souls. Let's see the importance of truth and be obedient to the truth which will set us free. Until tomorrow, a very pleasant good afternoon.